and welcome to or welcome back to my podcast, What About It? I'm your host, Addie. Today we have a solo episode, and I'm going to be talking about two trips that I took pretty recently, one in December and one in like the middle of March. And both of those were so fun. The one in December was Costa Rica. I went with my family and my aunt, my uncle, and my cousin. That one was very, very fun. I really loved it, and it was very tropical, and it was very cold where I lived at the time, so it was nice to get away and have the warmer weather. And then the one that I took in March was to New York City with my theater department, which that was actually really, really fun. I say actually, it was really fun. It was just a lot of people. There were, I think, 90 of us that went, and that's not even the entirety of my theater department. I was talking to my cousin about it because his school is about the size of our theater department. Like, his entire school. It's literally only like 500 something kids, and that's how big my theater department is. But like in total, our entire school is legitimately like 3,000 people. There's so many people that go to our school. It's like literally, it's insane. The hallways are always so crowded. It's not fun at all. I'm not gonna lie. Trying to get through those hallways it's a nightmare, honestly. I literally just grab onto the nearest tall person and hold on for dear life and pray that I get to my next class without falling down the stairs. But, you know, it's an adventure. It's a little daily adventure. As a little bit of excitement to my day. But anyway, so Costa Rica, we went back in December. We were there for Christmas. It was so amazing. I am so excited to be going back this summer for a missions trip. Obviously, it's going to look a little bit different, right? And there's going to be like a language barrier there. But there already was a language barrier whenever we went in December. It was very challenging to communicate with people there because their first language is Spanish and it's not English. And so if you plan on going to Costa Rica, I would definitely recommend trying to learn Spanish or at least getting a little bit under your belt before you go, just because not a ton of people there speak fluent English. Like, they know little bits and pieces, but not enough to have like a full-on conversation. And we even went to a place called Playa del Coco, which I'm definitely saying that wrong, but Playa del Coco means Cocoa Beach. And so Cocoa Beach, it's off of our resort, and it was very pretty. It was very pretty, but not very many people spoke English because we weren't on our hotel grounds. So that was kind of complicated. We kept having to use Google Translate and all that kind of stuff. And 2 months of Duolingo did not help us out at all. So that was quite difficult. But at Playa del Coco, they had a fish spa like right off of the ocean. So you could walk up and go sit and have these little fish bite at the dead skin on your feet, which I did not do that, but my mom and my little brother did. They said it was pretty cool, but personally, I don't really want to stick my feet in a glass bowl of fish that are eating dead skin off of my feet. That just doesn't sound very appealing to me, so I did not do it. But like I said, my mom and my little brother did, and they liked it. They thought it was pretty cool. So, I mean, to each their own. They also had this really cool bar with couches and everything, and it was overlooking the ocean. And so you could literally take 20 steps and be in the water. But it was just really cool because they had like music playing and there were monkeys all around. It was so pretty. I'll have to try to figure out what the name of it was, but it was beautiful. And I would highly recommend it. Their food was so good. I'm pretty sure I got maybe like a burger or something. I don't know. But I have food allergies, and so it's very difficult to find stuff out of the country or even really in my city sometimes to eat because of how severe my food allergies are. So that was a little bit of a struggle, but that's a struggle everywhere. And they were very understanding about my allergies. It was a Planet Hollywood resort. And the people at the resort gave us a little card that had the 8 or 9 major food allergies that people have. And it had the ones that you had checked off. And they had one side with pictures and one side with words, because the literacy rate in Costa Rica is significantly lower than in the States. They had a lot of stuff with pictures so that they would be able to see it and like know what the picture is and all that stuff. In Cocoa Beach, there was also this, I don't want to say strip mall because that's not what it was, but like it was just an entire line of a bunch of shops and restaurants and places that you could get souvenirs and just everything like that. And we went upstairs to this really cool art store. They had tons and tons of artwork. It was absolutely beautiful. And I did take some pictures, which I realized shortly after I took said pictures that you're not supposed to do that. I honestly did not even see the sign until after I took a picture, and I was like, oh crap, I wasn't supposed to do that. And then right next door to the art store, they had this chocolate shop, and they had all sorts of gourmet chocolate and everything like that. But the people in that shop didn't speak English, and they had no clue what I was talking about when I was trying to tell them what my allergies were. So we didn't end up getting any chocolate, but there was a sign outside of it that said like the world's best chocolate or something like that. And so I would recommend it. I just didn't eat it. But it sounds like it would be pretty good, I think. You'd probably have to try it yourself if you ever went to Costa Rica, but I'm gonna try to figure out what all of the places that we went to, like what their names were, just because I have no clue what they were. Like, I could explain where it was located and what it looked like, but I could not for the life of me tell you what it was called. So I don't know, but Cocoa Beach was actually so beautiful, and you could walk up towards a river, which if you're ever in Costa Rica, I would not recommend going swimming in a river or really even like getting in the river. Just I wouldn't recommend going anywhere near it because there are crocodiles all in the rivers, and obviously the water is quite murky, and so you can't really see anything. So I would not recommend that. We were talking to one of our taxi drivers via Google Translate, and he was talking about how recently there was a guy that went swimming in the river and got bitten by a crocodile. I think the guy's fine. They just like bit. It just like bit its leg. Or their leg, sorry. Just bit his leg. I don't know. I mean, I think he's okay, but to be fair, I have no clue. I'm just gonna hope that he's okay. At Cocoa Beach, you could walk up to the mouth of the river, and it was low tide, so the water was pretty low. And so I don't think that there were any crocodiles near us, but I don't know. I just would not recommend going swimming in any of the lakes, or not lakes, sorry, any of the rivers, or really getting up close to the river. Just because you never know what is lurking nearby. And speaking of crocodiles, we went on jet skis around the side of the island. And my aunt and my uncle and my cousin ended up going later. And so whenever it's low tide, you could do a guided tour or you could do it by yourself. But if you wanted to do the guided tour, they took you out a lot further. Because, I mean, they know the area and they know where the tides are rough and all that jazz. And so we did the guided tour, and whenever it's low tide, you can go into this cave. But then whenever it's high tide, you go through the mangroves. And so my aunt and my uncle and my cousin, they went when it was high tide. So they went into the mangroves and they said that they saw so many crocodiles. And my aunt, she was like, I was legitimately terrified because their guide was, I guess, taking them closer to the crocodiles. Because he was like, oh, like, do you want to look at them? Let's look at them. And obviously they didn't speak very good English. And so my aunt's like, maybe not. Maybe let's not go over there. But the guy was like, oh, yeah, let's go. Come on. So he took them closer and closer to the crocodiles, and my aunt was flipping out. But when me and my family went, it was low tide. And so we went into the caves and we got to walk like through the caves, and it was really, really pretty. I actually had my GoPro with me. I took a video of the waves crashing into the cave, and it was so pretty. And it was just so relaxing sitting there listening to the waves hitting the rocks and everything. It was, oh my gosh, it was beautiful. And then we ended up hiking up the side of this mountain to the edge of a cliff, which, by the way, absolutely terrifying. We were just walking and standing, like, my toes were off the cliff. It was genuinely terrifying. But our two tour guides, they went up to the edge of the cliff with us, and I thought I was gonna fall, and one of the tour guides, like, mom armed me and stuck his arm in front of me so that I wouldn't fall. And I made the mistake of wearing platform sandals on said jet ski ride because I did not know that we were going to be going hiking. I was just wearing them because they were cute, they were comfortable. Was like, you know what, I'm already wearing these, I'll just wear these on the jet ski because it's not like we're getting off or anything. We did in fact get off of the jet skis, and I really thought I was going to break my ankles. So if you ever go to Planet Hollywood and you go to the jet skis that are at the resort, I don't know if they're part of the resort or if they just come there. You can go on the beach. Anyone's allowed on the beach, even if you're not at Planet Hollywood. You just can't go up into the hotel. And so there were, like, people giving massages. There were jet ski people. It was really cool. So I don't know if the jet ski people were a part of the hotel or if they were just, like, standalone and they were just giving jet ski rides. They were really nice. They were very, very nice. And so they took us up to the edge of the cliff, and we were standing and we were looking over the edge, and I had my GoPro in my hand and I started to slip. Terrifying, by the way. And I also couldn't grab onto anything because there were no branches near me. So I was just kind of chilling on the edge of the cliff, trying not to fall over while also trying to get a good video of the view and everything. And then we started walking back down. Walking up the cliff was honestly fine. Like, I was fine in my platform platform sandals walking up the hill. But walking back down, I fell multiple times. I slipped and I just ended up taking off my shoes and enduring the rocks because that was better than almost breaking my ankles. So those two guys that were our tour guides, they ended up racing us back. And so we kind of lost sight of them for a hot second. And also, when you're on the jet skis, you're supposed to stay within a certain distance of the jet ski in front of you so that you can just ride their wake, because I had never driven a jet ski. My dad had never driven a jet ski, but they were two-person jet skis. So me and my dad were driving, and then my mom and my brother were riding with each of us. And I had never driven a jet ski. So whenever we got out of the wake of their jet ski, I was just riding the waves. And I legitimately thought that we were going to flip the jet ski or crash into something, because the waves were so choppy coming back because the wind had gotten much, much worse while we were in the caves and up on the cliff and everything. So by the time we got back, it was so windy and I had forgotten a hair tie. So my hair was blowing all up in my face, and I didn't know how to drive the jet ski, so I was winging it, and my mom is not a winging it type of person, so she was scared. She was scared of me driving the jet ski, which honestly, 100% valid. That's real. Honestly, I would be scared too if I was not actually driving the jet ski. But it was fun. I think I figured out how to control it a little bit more by the time we got back, and I was getting more comfortable going super fast. And so I was flooring it the way back. But, it was definitely an adrenaline rush trying to make sure that I don't knock my mom off the jet ski and I don't myself run into something or fall off. So that was an adventure. That was fun. We also, while we were down there were so many monkeys everywhere. They would steal your food, they would take your drinks, they would like run up to you, but they wouldn't let you touch them. Like you couldn't pet them or anything. I mean, obviously, they're wild monkeys. They're probably not gonna let you touch them or whatever. But they were adorable, and I will definitely have to put a picture of the monkeys that we saw on the Instagram. Which, by the way, if you don't follow that already, you should. It's what dot about dot it podcast on Instagram. Go follow that, and I'll be posting plenty of pictures from both of these trips. So in Costa Rica, everything is kind of spread out, but there's so much stuff to do on the water and everything. So not only did we jet ski, but we also went snorkeling. And to do that, we went on a catamaran, and they took us about 2 hours away to a secluded beach. It takes a long time to get from one place to another, and I do get seasick. So if you get seasick, I would highly recommend taking a Dramamine before you get on any of these boats because a lot of the waves are very, very choppy. We took a catamaran to a secluded beach and we got to snorkel there, and there were a ton of like sea urchins and little fish. And then we were also able to go up onto the beach. Well, this beach had very, very rough waves. And so I was playing catch with my cousin and my little brother, and I had run into the water to go get the ball before it floated away. Well, what I didn't realize with that was that there was a big, like 6 foot tall wave coming at me. And keep in mind, I'm a tiny little person. I am like 5'5", and it's very easy to knock me down. I'm a little bit fragile, I'm not gonna lie. And so this big 6 foot, probably taller wave, honestly, comes crashing over me and smashes my face into the sand. And I end up doing a full-on like scorpion. My legs touch the back of my head, and then I just rolled further into the ocean. And then my dad comes running over, trying to make sure that I don't get taken into the ocean. And I couldn't see anything. The bottoms to my swimsuit were down by my ankles. It was not a good time. I wasn't even standing that far into the ocean. Like, the water was only up to like my mid-calf. And so it really wasn't that tall, which is why this huge wave crashing on top of me was such a shock. Let's be honest, I was totally dressing for cute aesthetic Instagram pictures and not for practicality. So a lot of the time, what I was wearing was just not suitable for what we were doing. So would definitely dress for practicality next time I go. Because it's so hot, it's very, very humid, and the waves are really rough, or at least they were whenever we were there. When we were snorkeling, what they had you do was lay on a pool noodle, and then you had goggles and a snorkel, obviously, and you could just swim wherever. There was like a ton of rocks where they had sea urchins and everything on, and so they told you whenever you got into the water, don't swim too close to the rocks because you will get stung by a sea urchin. Like, don't do that. And I did not take that to heart. I swam over to the rocks, and honestly, I didn't think I was as close as I was, but whenever the waves are as rough as they were, I was moving, and I got so close to the rocks, and I literally could not swim away. I was just kind of stuck there for a hot second, trying to swim, but being completely stationary. I would definitely listen. Because I did not. I was like, surely they're wrong. I was like, surely I won't get too close to them. I'll be able to swim away. I was a swimmer for forever. I'll be able to get out of it. No, not really. But this catamaran, like, snorkeling thing was the coolest freaking thing ever. So it was a sunset catamaran. So they took you out around like 1 or so. And so we went out there and we snorkeled for a little bit. Well, then on the way back, they gave you like food. They had a bunch of music playing and you rode back as the sun was setting. It was so beautiful. Okay, so we were in Playa del Coco, Guanacaste with Marlon Del Rey. It's amazing. It's so beautiful. And the sunsets there were absolutely gorgeous. And I would highly recommend, if you do go to Costa Rica, I would highly, highly recommend going to Liberia. That's around the area that we were. Well, it was Guanacaste, Liberia. I would highly recommend going there. It was beautiful. It was amazing. And there's so much to do there. You could probably spend an entire month just in that one area. While we were down there, we also went scuba diving. Me and my dad just recently got our scuba diving license. And when I tell you, scuba diving is the coolest thing once you get in the water. Getting in and out of the water with all of the gear on, it's stressful. I'm not even gonna lie. It was very anxiety inducing trying to get on and off the boat with a big fat tank on my back and all of this gear that I was carrying. Honestly, scuba diving is so fun. We got to scuba dive in 2 places. So the first place we went, we got down there and it was just a ton of fish, and the triangle looking one that's like black, yellow, and white, there were a ton of those fish. They were so pretty and they just like were so shiny because the sun was just reflecting off of them. It was so pretty. But we went around this rock, and going down, the current was moving with us. And it's kind of like on a hill on a slant. So going down the little like hill, it was really easy, really smooth. Trying to come back up, that was one of the most difficult things I've ever done. It was so difficult to get back up because of how steep this hill was and how bad the currents were. And so I would definitely be prepared for that. And just know, if you do go scuba diving, it will likely require a lot of cardio, but scuba diving in Costa Rica was absolutely beautiful. And then the second place that we went, there were so many like sea turtles and a lot bigger fish. We thought we were gonna see a shark because in that specific area, it's very, very common to see sharks. But we didn't, which is fine. And honestly, I was pretty content with that because I did not want to have an encounter with a shark my first time scuba diving, like in the open ocean. Scuba diving, 10 out of 10. I would totally go back. And it's honestly so fun. Some people, they can't get over the like clearing your mask whenever you get water in your mask and you have to like push the top of your mask down and just blow out really hard. Some people just don't like that, which honestly, I didn't like it at first either. But once you get past that point and like you kind of get comfortable clearing your mask and everything, the rest is super duper easy. But whenever you are scuba diving, don't touch the animals. Just don't do it, okay? Because the natural oils that we produce can be very bad for the sea animals. And also, if you're just touching stuff and you're kicking stuff, well, then you can kick something and hurt one of the animals or damage the coral and everything. So just be very, very careful of that. I wasn't super careful of it, and I definitely kicked a bit of coral. I would be a lot more careful than I was going back. But the weather there was so beautiful. I would highly, highly, highly recommend going to Costa Rica, specifically the Planet Hollywood in Guanacaste, Liberia, Costa Rica. Beautiful, amazing, amazing service. They were all so, so sweet. And there's an entertainment team that will come down by the pool and they just dance, and it's like one big, huge party. It is so, so fun. And I would totally recommend it, and I would go back literally any day. But on the flip side of that, New York City. It was totally freezing and very, very windy, which I did not expect it to be windy, or at least as windy as it was, just because we were in between so many buildings. And again, I dressed for cute Instagram photos and not practicality. So I was freezing the entire time I was there. Something that I did definitely love was that you could really walk almost anywhere. Obviously, we had to take the subway a few times to get to places further away, but for the most part, you can really walk everywhere, and I loved that. It was very nice just getting to walk around and see everything and kind of mosey along the streets and take in the sights, because you can't really walk places where I live. It's very spread out, but New York is so much more condensed, which we stayed at a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hotel, but those rooms were for sure not made for four people to be squeezed in there. It was so, so cramped, but it's okay. We made it work, but the shower literally sounded like it was going to explode. The entire time we were there, it was like shaking and rattling, and it was terrifying. It was really, really scary, especially because that's not normal. Showers should not make that noise. And so I was just like, what even? Never once heard a shower make that much noise. It literally sounded like there was an earthquake happening anytime someone turned the water onto our shower. But like I said, we went with our theater department, and so of course we had to see musicals, plays, whatever on Broadway. It was so cool. We got to see Water for Elephants, Back to the Future, Kimberly Akimbo, Wicked, and Spamalot. I honestly didn't really like Kimberly Akimbo, but that's just because it was so sad and it dealt with very, very heavy topics. And so I didn't particularly like that one just because of how sad it was. I was literally sitting there like sobbing by the end of it. But Water for Elephants, which this is really shocking to me, poor reviews on their opening night. We actually saw it before their official opening night, but I thought it was amazing, and it was so artistic and abstract because Water for Elephants, it deals with like circus animals. And so just the way that they created the look of all of these animals was so artistic and creative, and I thought that that was absolutely beautiful. Another musical that we saw was Back to the Future, which I did not think I was going to like it, honestly, but I ended up really, really enjoying it. I thought it was super cool, just the music and the plot and all that stuff. And I've actually never seen Back to the Future, like the movie, so I didn't really know what to expect going into it. I just thought it was like a weird, stupid sci-fi movie. But it was honestly really funny, and I loved that about that show, especially because the day before we had seen Kimberly Akimbo, and so Kimberly Akimbo was super heavy, but then Back to the Future was really funny, which I liked. Another comical show that we saw was Spamalot. I love Spamalot. It's so stupid and funky, but it's just like a feel-good show. Like, it's a feel-good musical, and it's just, you don't really even have to think while watching it. And I really enjoyed that just because I just got to sit and like turn off my thoughts and just watch it. Because you don't really even have to keep up with the plot. I just thought it was funny and mindless, and it was very, very easy to watch. Now, the last show that we saw, which was at the Gershwin Theater, but we saw Wicked, and my mom's favorite musical is Wicked. She absolutely loves Wicked with everything in her. And so she was super excited, and she was sitting right next to me singing all the songs. I was singing them too, I'm not even gonna lie. It was just such a beautiful performance, and Defying Gravity literally just gets me every time. Chills everywhere. It was, oh my gosh, it was amazing. The girl that played Elphaba, holy crap, like her vocals. But even the girl that played Glinda, like her range was insane. Speaking of insane, Times Square, what the heck? It was the weirdest experience I have ever had. There were people dressed as Elmo, there were people dressed as like Spider-Man and Deadpool and Batman and all that stuff. It was just so random and eclectic, and I enjoyed it for about like 5 minutes, and I enjoyed taking pictures. Like, the aesthetic of it was very pretty, but honestly, Times Square seriously stressed me out. Like, it was not fun for me at all. There's people everywhere, there's people shoving you and screaming and all that stuff. It was just not my vibe. But we did go to Central Park, which was my vibe. It was a lot more my vibe than Times Square. There was a flea market there, and so we just got to walk around and shop, go into Central Park, and go down by the little, I think it's a lake, I don't know. It's either a lake or a pond. But we got to go down by the lake slash pond, and we got to go walking up through the trails, which was beautiful. Central Park was probably one of my favorite parts, but that's also because I just love being outside and being in nature, and the rest of New York isn't really nature-y. They had this coffee stand. I don't remember if it was actually called Central Park or if it was just Central Park. I'm pretty sure it was Central Park, but my favorite show is Friends, and so I was trying to find literally like anything Friends related while we were in New York, and so finding this little coffee stand, literally dream come true. Hello. Like, it was, oh my gosh, it was so cute. New York's just kind of honestly all over the place, but while we were at Central Park, we ended up walking across the street to the Museum of Natural History, which is where Night at the Museum was filmed. We only had like an hour-ish to go through it, and so I didn't really get to thoroughly enjoy everything, especially because the place is so big. But what I did see was very cool. I do definitely think that my favorite part was seeing all of the dinosaurs and just like reading all of the little signs. I love reading the signs, but my little brother does not. We also went to St. Patrick's Cathedral, which if you do ever go to New York City, would totally at least walk in there. It is beautiful. And there's so many paintings and artwork and just beautiful architecture. It's so, so insane. I got so many pictures in there, and it was just oddly quiet because, I mean, obviously it's a cathedral, but it was so quiet compared to like the rest of the city. Just New York City is so busy and hectic, which, if you can't already tell, that's just not really my vibe. I would love to live in a cottage in the woods someday, like literally off the grid. I just love being in peaceful places. New York City is definitely not that. But while we were there, we got to see so many cool things and got to have my little touristy moment. We saw the Statue of Liberty. We went to Rockefeller Center. Obviously, we went to Central Park and Times Square and all that stuff, which I did enjoy. I could never live in New York City, but I did thoroughly enjoy seeing all of the things that people always talk about and associate with New York City. I will say, we went into Chelsea Market, which, oh my gosh, Chelsea Market was so fun. There were so many little bookstores, and there was a Anthropology there. I love Anthropology. I could have spent all day in there. It was like such a big store. It was a two-story shop, and there was just so much to see. And I didn't even realize this, but there's kind of like a basement in the Chelsea Market. And so you can go downstairs and go through there and everything, which some of my friends did. They ended up finding it. I, however, did not. What I did see at Chelsea Market, top tier, honestly. And they had this amazing bread store. They had like baguettes, croissants. They had this amazing, it looked just like a slice of bread, but it had chocolate chips in it. It was amazing. It was so good. And I would give anything to go back and eat another one of those things. It was delicious. My cousin ended up getting a baguette, and it's like a 2-foot long baguette. This thing was huge. He ate it all by himself. Just the baguette. Not with butter or anything. It was just the baguette, which baffled me. Like, he legitimately ate this entire thing all by himself with nothing on it. I don't know. I would have at least put butter on it or something, but my cousin loves the bread. He would be content if you just left him in there for a couple hours. He would be perfectly fine rather than shopping with us for 2 hours. I will say, New York City, beautiful, amazing. Getting there, getting to New York City, that was the worst airport experience I have ever had. We spent 17 hours in this freaking airport just walking around because our flight kept getting delayed and then canceled and then delayed and then canceled. And then there was a possibility of us getting a plane, and then that didn't go as planned. So then they ended up having to put together an entire flight crew purely for our 90-something people that we were trying to get to New York for our theater department. I will never be going back to that airport ever again, or that airline. It was atrocious. Honestly, that is exactly why I am a Southwest girly for life. Never will I ever go back onto American Airlines. That was the worst experience at an airport I have ever had. Oh my gosh, just getting there, it was awful. But coming back, it was better. We just got there, we got on our plane, and we left. It was super smooth. But on the way there, not so much. Not so much. Spending 17 hours in an airport, and they just kept giving us $12 vouchers that only worked at like the bigger restaurants. But overall, I would definitely give New York City probably 4.5 out of 5 stars. It was just a little bit too crazy for me. But anyway, that is all that I have for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you again soon.